Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Welcome to Speed City with John Massengill, Les Kaiser, and Jonathan Green. Brought to you by MyPlates.com. Upgrade your license plate at MyPlates.com. It's the fastest hour on the radio. Speed City.
Good evening, gearheads. Welcome to Speed City. Happy Daytona Day.
Yeah, buddy.
That's a good one.
It's a real good one.
That was. It was a fun race to watch.
Well, you know, it's always fun when, you know, one of our guests, you know, part of the Speed City family, crossed the line first. So
I know. We've talked to Kurt Busch a few times, haven't we, over the last few years?
He's always fun, and, you know, you couldn't be happier to look up there, see somebody we know, but what a race, and it was great excitement. We got a lot to share about that.
Yeah, and, you know, he's been a really nice guy every time we've talked to him, and it was...
We had him actually in booth with us out at COTA one time cutting up.
Well,
so that was
I don't remember. Was that during a Formula One weekend?
Yeah, I think that was actually a Lone Star Le Mans weekend, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, and he came on the air with us. That's right. That was pretty cool. Well, hey, let me run down what we got on the show. Obviously, we're going to talk a lot about the Daytona 500, everything from Kurt Busch and winning and on the segments and everything else, all the new formats that they had. But we're also we're really excited because we have Mark Wilkins. He's a driver for Michael Schenck Racing. He's going to join us live in about a half hour, and he races one of those new Acuras, the 93 car. So excited to have him.
Those are so cool.
Yeah, that's a beautiful car.
There's one in town now.
Have you seen it in person?
I did not see it in person. Somebody put a picture up. It looks beautiful.
Well, we're also going to talk. There was just a little story. Speaking of NASCAR, there was a story about Bobby Epstein, the chairman of Circuit of the Americas, talking about NASCAR on Circuit of the Americas.
Still, I mean, if you've paid attention to Speed City, we talked about it. Are you kidding? We talked about it in the spring of 2013.
Yeah, it's been a while since that.
When James Courtney, the Australian V8s, was hanging out with us so much, and Kurt Busch brought a car in, and they actually cat and moused on COTA in Kurt's Cup car against Courtney in a V8 supercar.
That's right. Yeah, and that was in 2013, and that was the
first. We'll find some information on that.
That was the first time ever there was a NASCAR car on. First time and only time, if I'm not mistaken.
I believe it's the only time we had that. Now, I know there have been some retired ones coming out for some of the track days and the high-speed driver education or experience days, but legitimately current vehicle Kurt's the only one to have been out there.
Yeah, so that story is that how Circuit of the Americas, how Bobby Epstein wants to have NASCAR at COTA. Of course we want that. So we'll talk some more about that. But also, Formula One car launches, including Haas F1 today. Although, if you were online yesterday, you probably saw it a day early because it was all out there. Apparently, it got out early.
It's been like Christmas all week. Open up a new car. There it is.
Yep. And we also have a local Austin racer, Jeff Mosing. He's going to join us in the next segment, talk about his season in the Continental Tire Series and also in a Porsche GT Cup. So he's going to talk a little bit about that. And we'll talk a little World Superbikes because it launched this weekend as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. And our American did not do so great. I can tell by your
neither. Neither. But, you know, I did enjoy seeing it. Phillip Island always has a great race. Little wildlife with the geese there being so close to the water their migration come into play as well. They actually had to stop one of the sessions to shoot geese off the track.
Oh, you're kidding. I did not see that. Well, I want to jump in and talk about the Daytona 500 because obviously there's plenty to talk about with the rule changes and, you know, all weekend and dating. In fact, let's talk about another local driver. Austin Self came in second place in the truck series, in the Camping World Truck Series.
Yeah, you know, it's been great. You know, we've seen Austin, since he was a young teen out at Central Texas Speedway, just on the edge of Austin here. Coming up, you know, through the carts originally into the full-fledged automobiles and now the trucks, and he is doing remarkably well. It's great to see a young kid. His family has been behind him all the time, put a lot of effort into getting him into the right places and getting him into the equipment that really show his skill. So congrats.
Yeah,
Austin
it's
Wayne
been
self.
Fun to watch him because I first met Austin when he was just like, I don't know, 10 years old. Maybe, no, he was not even 10, and he was racing carts. His dad was getting him into carts.
And back in the days of Iron Rock Raceway.
Yeah, that's right, out at the airport. But yeah, it was good to see him. Obviously, it was a huge crash in that as well, not to mention huge crashes all weekend long at Daytona in NASCAR. But but it's fun to watch an Austinite do so well and come in second place in the truck
series. You bet.
But also there were some bunch of good stories in Daytona because as the race went through today, we saw, you know, there was no way to predict who was going to win this thing. As after seeing it, you know, finish, that's the way it felt to me. There was no way that anybody, you know, there was predictions here and there. You know, probably Chase Elliott was probably the closest to that because he started on the pole and was leading with, what, 3 laps to go.
Right. You know, there were a lot of things that came into play in this race that, you know, we got to see what the 3 stages of the race are going to be like. I'm a little mixed. I kind of want a gradually increasing points that maybe you get bonus points for leading stage 1 and stage 2 and winning stage 3. But if you haven't heard, what they do is they essentially divide up the race into 3 sections, and they're calling them stages. And so part of the intent is to encourage drivers and racers not to sit back from a strategic standpoint and watch the field ahead of them get thinner through attrition, but to actually get out and race early and completely through the race, driving to be in the front of the pack. Mm-hmm. And so I like that. I like the idea of, no, don't just sit back and let people weed themselves out in front of you to gain your spots. Still want you to solidly go after the race and do away with this kind of sitting back, pacing yourself. So I like that. But the points, I'm a little concerned. I don't want anyone to lead, say, stage 1 and stage 2 and get more points than the guy that finaled and won stage 3. I think there needs to be some things on points sorted out, and I don't know what the answer is, but the winner needs to get the most points, even if somebody else won first and second stage.
Well, you know, somebody tweeted at us earlier. I put out a poll, by the way, and that poll is ended up about, I'm going to take one last look. I put out a Twitter poll, but I think it was about 60-40 saying that they did not like it. And a couple people tweeted the perfect response, and they said, I hate it right now, but I'm going to give it a chance and see how I feel like it, you know, as the season goes on. But yeah, it was 64-36, 25 votes on that. So it was a decent sample.
Yeah, good going.
Decent sample. And, you know, we'll see see how that goes on the, you know, as the season rolls on. But also the other, you know, there was some, it was interesting to watch because everything from Danica Patrick did pretty good and then thought she might do well until she crashed out. And then, of course, the first big crash took out Dale Earnhardt. Now, and when he went airborne, that was a little scary. I saw it when it was live, and then on the replay, he wasn't that far from taking that car, getting more air under that car and flipping it over. It was a little bit scary.
Right. And, you know, they've come a long ways, but still, that's a fast-moving vehicle to, you know, get backwards and have all the aero go the wrong direction and want to do the opposite to you. But they are getting pretty solid, and it's certainly a lot safer than it used to be.
Well, obviously, the big story, Kurt Busch, and it was really fun to see him at the end there. When he broke away and put, I don't know how many car lengths, at least 8 or 10 on the very last 30 seconds.
Right.
And so, but let's hear it in his words, because we have a clip from Fox Sports that they interviewed him after the race, and it was awesome. So let's hear from Kurt Busch.
The more that becomes unpredictable about Daytona, the more it becomes predictable to predict unpredictability. I mean, this car is completely thrashed. There's not a straight panel on it. Their strategy today, who knew what? To pit when, what segments were what. Everybody's wrecking as soon as we were done with the second segment. I don't know. I mean, the more that I've run this race, the more that I've just throw caution to the wind, let her rip, and just elbows out. And that's what we did. I mean, that group put on a fantastic run to the end, and everybody did a great job not to wreck each other. I cannot believe this homecoming for Ford. Thank you, Doug Yates, and everybody at Ford Motor Company. Ford Performance, this is incredible.
You led only one lap, the last lap. But at what point in that last lap did you feel like you had a shot at winning it?
My rearview mirror fell off with 30 to go. And I was like, that's an omen. That's an omen. Because I'm not going to have to look at it anymore. I got to drive defensively and take advantage of other people's mistakes. I made a move in 1 and 2. And the only thing I knew I could do to get a run from behind was to go high eventually. And I got the run from whoever was behind. And then the spotter said, 4 back. 5 back. 5 back. 5 back. And I'm like, I can't even see out the back to enjoy it. I was so nervous coming to the line. I didn't think we were going to win, but unbelievable to have all of this teamwork to build SHR boards. And here we are, victory lane. So thank—
Yeah, I love it. I love it that he did not need a rearview mirror.
Yeah. Who cares anymore? What was that movie that they actually did that? First thing they did was tear off the mirror and throw it back.
Oh, yeah. What was that? It was from the
80s. Somebody let us know.
Yeah, somebody will remember that. All right. Well, we're going to go ahead and take a break. And when we come back, we're going to come back with Jeff Mosing, another Austin racer. And he's going to tell us all about his season, the upcoming season in both Continental Tire Series and the Porsche DT3 Cup. Listen to Speed City live from Austin. Back after these messages.
The 57 Chevy, a Rembrandt painting, the little black dress. When you're a classic, you never go out of style. And now, MyPlates.com proudly announces the return of the classic black Texas license plate for the first time since 1968, featuring a cooler, timeless look and a bolder style. Visit MyPlates.com today to order this legendary classic black Texas license plate for your car or truck. Classic Black is back at MyPlates.com.
Precision Camera and Video is the largest camera store in Texas, with over 10,000 square feet and packed with all the latest manufacturer offerings. Founded in 1976 and still owned and operated by its founders Jerry and Rosemary Sullivan, Precision Camera is committed to the finest customer experience. With hand-picked products and on-hand experts, you won't find a more helpful, knowledgeable, and accommodating sales staff for quality service. Come see for yourself. Precision Camera and Video, 2438 West Anderson Lane. MV Agusta motorcycles are the epitome of Italian style, precisely crafted with a passion for two-wheel art on wheels. Ducati Austin are the only MV Agusta and Ducati factory authorized technicians in Austin, servicing all European brands. Check the Brutale Sport Naked, the most extreme essential naked bike ever. Or the Turismo Veloce 800, the first revolutionary tourer to be built by MV Agusta. Or if you want a pedigree steeped in racing, then look no further than the World Super Supersport winning triple, F3, 6, 7, 5 and 800. Or go all out for the ultimate legendary F4 Envy Agusta. Italian style with Texas soul. Trade-in, consignments welcome and financing available. Ducati Austin and the home of Envy Agusta at 818 Breaker Lane, just east of I-35.
Making talk radio great again.
Somebody has to come out and tell it like it is.
Talk 1370, the right choice.
Hi, this is Jeff Gordon, and you're listening to Speed City.
Welcome back to Speed City. Happy Daytona Sunday.
Yeah, you see, Jeff, he started the race in the pace car.
That's right.
Yeah. He was in shirt and tie, so it looked a little bit awkward. But
that was great.
Cool to see Jeff still out there playing. Then he did a good job on Fox.
Yeah, he was great in the booth. But hey, all right, well, we're excited. We got a guest, a local boy coming on the show.
Because he's doing okay.
He's doing all right. He's been in all kinds of race series. Raced on Coda a bunch. Practiced on Coda a bunch. We want to welcome Jeff Mosing back to the show. Jeff Mosing, welcome to Speed City.
Good evening, and again, thanks as always for having me. I appreciate it.
You bet. Hey, Jeff. So I know you got Trixie 3 arrived over the season outage here, and brought her out to play this week. Why don't you tell us who Trixie 3 is?
We did. I picked up a new car last year for the Platinum Series, and I didn't realize that they were going to come out with a new car here for 2017. So wanting to stay in the Platinum class, I had to, pick up a new car. So we ordered it. We got it in maybe November, December, and the parts package and some other stuff. And we planned our first test along with More Speed, David Moore with More Speed, and Will Hartman and all those guys. It was probably about five or six. It was more than that. Maybe about seven or eight people testing. I think maybe five of them were the new cars, and a few of the older cars at Barber Motorsports Park in Birmingham. Right away, it was a shock to me because I was questioning the Porsche guys that were there. Porsche was there. IMSA was there. Yokohama was represented there. I mean, really cool to see.
That's
all
a serious
farmers.
Turnout.
Yeah, I mean, they were all there to answer questions or, take some of our feedback on everything. It was really cool to see them out there. But just a really big difference. I asked the Porsche guys twice, and they gave me the same answer. They said, the new tub is a bit stiffer from the old tub, and along with some of the bracing and stuff that they do, so that might have helped the chassis to actually work the shocks better.
Interesting.
I mean, so it, like I said, it was a big change as far as how it handles, and it really reacts to small changes. We were out at Coda this weekend testing. And I was having a little bit of an issue with the car not turning. It was pushing in the rights and a little bit loose in the lefts. And Todd went a half a turn, of cross in the car.
Yeah.
And I felt it instantly. A half turn on a shock. We're talking
wow.
Maybe a half millimeter, a millimeter of change. The new chassis really responds, to changes. It's just overall, it's a really great package. I mean, hats off to Porsche for, keeping the cars interesting. I just thought I was going to get just a new version of last year's car, but it's a totally different animal. And from what I understood, Yokohama was trying to provide a new tire for 17. I wasn't involved with that test, but from what I heard, the car actually performed better on the 16 tire. So I think that they're going to run that the whole year, and then they're going to look at it again next year to try to redevelop a tire for 18. Again, thanks to Yokohama publicly for, jumping in and taking care of the series, by providing us with great race tires. Really looking forward to running with IMSA, Porsche, and Yokohama again this year. It's going to be great. And we learned a lot out at Coda this weekend. We ran on Friday and Saturday. Even though we're running a high-speed DE, it's the first time I've run a cup car in a DE, and of course they have me in advanced class, but there's a lot of street cars involved, and it's pretty amazing, you know, that the time differential and the power differential in those cars. You know, you tend to scare people when you run up on them because it's such a quick car. We ran, I want to say it was almost 2.5 seconds faster than our 16 car.
Wow, that is huge. Yeah. Well, I know you also had a buddy there coaching you, Brian Eversley.
Yeah, Ryan's amazing. You know, he was able to come in to coach. Eric was out on vacation. You know, even my coach needs a vacation from me every once in a while. So Eversley was sweet enough to come in and take care of me, and he's a great guy to work with. I mean, just a mega driver, you know. I really, you know, working with another coach, it's kind of hard because you don't know if you're going to be compatible with him or not. And he and I are great. I mean, we've been knowing each other for, I think it's about 7 years now. And he's great. He got in the car and after we stickered up, I think we're still working on the setup, but we got it down into the 2:12 with 0.6, 0.7, somewhere around there.
That is hauling on that track.
Yeah,
they were really quick. And that was the 2:12.7 that he ran was actually with traffic. So, you know, potentially, I think, you know, once the guys that, you know, I mean, there's definitely guys that are faster than me in the car. I think we're going to see some 11s this May when we have our race here at COTA.
Well, speaking of races, what's your next race?
Well, we just got back from Daytona. We got our own taste of Daytona there a few weeks ago with the Continental Sports Car Series. And we finished well. We finished second. I think we started.
Nice. Congrats.
In fourth or fifth.
You like Daytona. I know that.
Yeah, the last 4 years or 5 years, I think it's 3 second places and 2 first places. It's been a really good run there. We didn't have the it was funny, you know, because if you remember what happened last year with the door falling off.
Yep.
We still had a pretty quick pit stop. We were still waiting on fuel. And we were able to get in and out pretty quick. But this year, the format changed a little bit. There was a 4-hour race instead of a 2.5-hour. We're going to do that for Daytona and for Mazda Raceway Laguna Seca. It'll be 4-hour races, and then the rest of the races will be 2-hour. That's for Continental.
Right.
And we came in for the first pit, and I was going to double stint. And it took a little bit longer to put the fuel in than what it should. I think about our pit stop ended up being about 8 seconds too long before they realized what was going on. Got back out. And, you know, when you look at the net result, I think we finished a second and a half or 2 seconds behind the Mini. So, you know, a potential first was there, but it's the beginning of the year. I can't complain. The guys are amazing. They always perform for us like nobody's business, you know. And we're really looking forward to getting to Sebring here in a couple weeks because we've had bad luck there, and we just want to prove that we can actually finish there and finish well. Because we always bring it, but we always end up, you know, having some sort of attrition there. So hopefully we'll break the curse.
Yeah.
Come, you know, March 17th.
Well, Jeff Mosing, I know we want to wish you the best of luck in both Porsche GT3 Cup and Continental Tire, but I got to ask you something before we let you go. You know, Kurt Busch winning the Daytona 500 today, and Kurt Busch actually drove a NASCAR on Circuit of the Americas, and there was a little bit of talk this week about Bobby Epstein wanting NASCAR at Circuit of the Americas. What do you think about NASCAR at COTA?
Well, you know, you're not going to get any complaints from me, and honestly, I would certainly buy a ticket to that if I wasn't committed to a race that weekend. You know, NASCAR, of course, it needs no introduction. You know, people are very drawn to it. And I love to see those guys tackling it, you know, on a road course. You know, I watched I'm not going to say I watch all the races in NASCAR, but I certainly try to TiVo the road course races because I do enjoy watching those. But, you know, it just seems like there's a lot more elements involved. The drafting is not such a big issue. You know, it's more about just out-driving the other guy. And that's what I love. You know, and those cars, the coolest thing about it, you know, those guys to me are heroes when it comes to doing well on a road course, because they are not designed for a road course. You know, with those spools and everything,
right?
They just don't turn well, and it takes a totally different. I can guarantee you. I mean, I can turn a car okay, but they throw me in one of those, I could bet you it would take me a good day or two to even try to figure out how to make it turn.
Well, okay. And, well, I'm going to ask right there then, Jeff. What do you think? You want in a ARCA car? You want in a NASCAR? Would you try it? Would you be a guest driver?
I'll tell you, I'm definitely busy enough, but if somebody invited me, I wouldn't turn it down. I would definitely jump in on that stuff. I mean, I've got a couple of laps out of Coda, you know, I'm not one of the best ones out there, but I'm certainly not a slouch. I think those guys, you know, if they end up going out there, I think, you know, Texas would definitely give them a warm welcome. I'm not sure if they would run the full course or if they would run that shorter course that
I think you're right there. The V8 supercars. Yeah, I think you're right. I think they would run that shorter course because last time we measured this out, the full course would be about 20-some-odd percent longer than their longest lap that they have at any of the courses. But Jeff Mosing,
I don't think the brakes would be up to it. So,
But
I would love. I mean, I think that would be wonderful. You know, since as far as I remember, the V8 supercars don't come here anymore, right?
Nah, we sure broke our hearts over that.
Yeah, but, you know, so this would be. I mean, this would be the closest thing to that. You know, as far as the sounds and the. You know, the aggressive racing and stuff. I mean, I think it would be a hoot.
It would. Folks, that's Jeff Mosing we've been talking with. Always a great guest. Fun to watch. Champion as well in the Porsches. Loving having you around, Jeff. Good luck this year. Good luck to all the top racing team over there. They're always putting together a great car for you.
Yeah, for sure. We've got three or four more guys that are going to race with us this year. It's going to be a lot of fun. Thank y'all so much for having me. We really appreciate it.
Fantastic. Enjoy the family. Mow the yard before the season starts because I know you're busy.
Yeah, right on. Thanks again, guys.
Thanks a lot, Jeff.
Take care, buddy.
I love having Jeff Mosing on, local Austin boy.
You know, but it's another situation of local guys that go racing. You know, He and his brother both did some sports car racing, but when Circuit America's dropped in our lap, things got serious.
Yeah, exactly. All right, well, we're going to go and take a break. You're listening to Speed City live from Austin, Texas. Back up to these messages.
Hi, I am an official Texas license plate from MyPlates.com, and I'm here to say it's time to get personal, people. Tell the world who you are with a personalized plate from MyPlates.com, like me. I'm talking favorite color, favorite team, favorite charity, and, of course, favorite state, Texas. Add your own message, and then the magic really happens. I'm the official Texas license plate from MyPlates.com, and I want to be your license plate. Go to MyPlates.com and order me today. Now that's what I'm talking about.
Precision Camera and Video is the largest camera store in Texas with over 10,000 square feet and packed with all the latest manufacturer offerings. Founded in 1976 and still owned and operated by its founders Jerry and Rosemary Sullivan, Precision Camera is committed to the finest customer experience. With hand-picked products and on-hand experts, you won't find a more helpful, knowledgeable, and accommodating sales staff for quality service. Come see for yourself. Precision Camera and Video, 2438 West Anderson Lane. Envy Agusta motorcycles are the epitome of Italian style, precisely crafted with a passion for two-wheel art on wheels. Ducati Austin are the only Envy Agusta and Ducati factory authorized technicians in Austin, servicing all European brands. Check the Brutale Sport Naked, the most extreme essential naked bike ever. Or the Turismo Veloce 800, the first revolutionary tourer to be built by Envy Agusta. Or if you want a pedigree steeped in racing, then look no further than the World Super Motorsport winning triple F3, 675 and 800. Or go all out for the ultimate legendary F4 MV Agusta. Italian style with Texas soul. Trade-in, consignments welcome and financing available. Ducati Austin and the home of MV Agusta at 818 Breaker Lane, just east of I-35.
When news happens, it happens here. Talk 1370, the right choice.
Roger Hayden, Factory Yoshimura Suzuki. This is Speed City.
Welcome back to Speed City. A dreary, gloomy Daytona Sunday in Austin, cold and wet. I say cold. It kind of warmed up a little bit.
It was definitely cloudy. My daughter and I took the bike out for a little trip, but
it was the perfect day to sit in the house and watch. I think I watched 2.5 hours of pre-show for the Daytona 500, and then watched
3 hours of commercials amongst it.
Yeah, speaking of commercials, did you see in the middle of the race they said, and now we're gonna bring you the rest of the race commercial free, and then they went straight to commercial.
Yeah,
Twitter exploded. Everybody was like,
pay no attention to the man behind the curtain.
All right, we're gonna quit talking about the Daytona because we have a fantastic race driver on the line. And we're going to pick his brain and talk about his season.
Another one of these guys with the coolest car this year.
Oh, man, another Acura driver.
You know, last year, I was stalking the Ford guys, and this year, it's the Acura.
I know. All right, we want to welcome Mark Wilkins to Speed City. Welcome, Mark. We appreciate you coming.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys.
Awesome to have you. We are really excited to talk to you about your upcoming season, what you've done so far, the new Acura, and we're gonna pick your brain on some other things too. That we're gonna surprise you with a couple of goodies. So, but let's talk about your season so far.
Yeah, so I mean, well, it's still pretty early on. I mean, we just did the Rolex 24-hour a few weeks back. It was the first sort of worldwide debut for the new NSX. And it was a really, really strong positive race for the whole team. I mean, the Michael Schenck Racing guys that prepped this car, and everyone from HPD and Acura. I mean, it's a huge, huge effort. And you know, we went out top five, first race for the car, and you know, we led I think something like 27% of the overall laps in the race for a brand new car. So it was and it was a tough one. It was wet and cold, and I you know, you're talking about the weather, and man, it was a tough one to stay out of trouble and, you know, and just keep the car running up front like we did. So all in all, a great way to start the season.
Yeah, you guys have got to be happy because that car looked fast. And look, it, you know, coming 24-hour race, you guys, I know there was some banging and some things going on. Of course, you know, that's just racing, but you guys have got to be happy with how fast that car was. You know, this new and with a brand new car, it's pretty darn exciting.
Yeah, it's super exciting. And yeah, I mean, our goal in the race was, you know, finish and stay out of trouble. And that's always the goal of the 24. And, you know, when the weather is a little more adverse than you'd like, it just makes that job a little bit more tricky. And, you know, sometimes you can't control the other guys out there. And, you know, we've got eyes from the spotter. And, you know, we're looking around the mirrors all the time and trying to stay on top of it. But It was tricky, guys. I mean, we could barely get tire temp in those Continentals, and you know, it was treacherous. So you know, all in all, the car was quick. It was great in the wet. I mean, it just performed really well for us, and so it allowed us to run up front for as long as we did, and get a great result for Acura there.
You know, that car is new, but you know, you've only had limited testing in it so far. How much development do you expect in the next couple of races on this? You've got Sebring coming up right quick. Are you able to make giant leaps during the season on this car?
Yeah, I mean, it's a GT3 spec car, so the rules package is pretty set, but we're still learning a lot on the setup side. In fact, we just did a couple days of testing down the IMSA test down at Sebring. And so, yeah, but nothing like kicking it off with a 24 and then a 12-hour. You know, 12-hour Sebring is almost like a 24. It's a tough, bumpy circuit, and it's pretty hard on equipment. So, yeah, I mean, the cars run a little bit there in preseason testing, and then again this past week. So we're putting it through its paces. We're doing lots of long runs. And, you know, reliability has just been top notch. You know, so we're really confident. I think we've got a quick car. We've got good pace. You know, we're going to be really competitive in the thick of things there. And, you know, obviously a great group of drivers and people involved. So, you know, we're excited. It's a big challenge again. You know, I think we're in a good position to be up at the front of the timesheets there.
Well, one of the things that's really neat, folks, if you don't know Sebring, it is one of the oldest racetracks that has been continuously operated. I mean, it has gone from, I think, 1950, and it's still going. It's what was an airport runway, to be honest. And so it's the old concrete style construction, and that's why Mark gets beat up there. That's why 12 hours feels like 24.
Well, Mark, you've won.
That's right. It's, you know, I think we were laughing. I mean, they've put a couple new sections of asphalt down, but I'm pretty sure that the mandate was to maintain the bumpiness. So not really sure what the goal was there, but you know, as you mentioned, it's an original track. It's bumpy. It really throws the car for a loop, and then the driver was working pretty hard. Oh, and by the way, it's Florida in March, and the temperature's starting to climb, and the humidity is too. So it's a real test. You know, we work hard there. You know, there's not a lot of place to take a breath like we have at Daytona on the banking, and you know, the bumps and the heat add another element to it. So you know, we're well positioned. We're really excited about it, and it's going to be an opportunity to you know, to just to show how awesome this car really is.
I cannot imagine that meeting. So we need to redo this section. Are we going to put in a Herman Tilke F1 smooth, you know, runway? Or are we going to just throw some concrete out? We pick up down at Lowe's Hardware Store. Just do the Lowe's deal.
Yeah, they don't want to change the character of the track. Well, you've won there before. You've won there a couple times, haven't you?
Yes, I have. Yeah, in prototype, in the old prototype challenge cars there. Yeah, so actually won there last year, and won there in 2010 as well. So track's been pretty good to me. So I'm hoping to bring that momentum into this program, this race this year as well.
Well, I love what you said a while ago. He's talking about, you were asking Les about getting the setup right. Obviously, it's a spec car. There's only so much they can do. But you start off the season with 36 hours of testing. You know, a lot of guys, like in Formula One, they get almost no testing. That's a huge amount of testing. So you guys are going to be well prepared. But, well, Mark, I do want to talk about some of your career before this season. And you've done a bunch of things. Talk about your career and how you got here.
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess I grew up racing. You know, my dad kind of did it as a hobby, and you know, I ended up at the go-kart track and got the bug, as I like to say, pretty early on, and kind of carried that up into some open wheel racing locally up here in Canada, and Formula Ford, and then you know, Formula 2000, Formula Renault, sort of Star Mazda, and then switched gears a little bit. 2006, decided to go Daytona prototype racing in Grand Am. You know, and you know, kind of go to the tops and getting the roofs on the cars and up in the speeds, and you know, it just looked like a really exciting avenue to go, and sort of ran in there for about 5 years. And then joined another manufacturer in 2012, you know, spent about 4 years doing some Pirelli World Challenge racing and some prototype challenge, you know, endurance with IMSA and you know, ALMS and Grand Am. So kind of all over the place, but totally sports car, and, you know, really fortunate over the years to drive lots of really cool race cars. You know, and then join Acura for 2017.
Man, that's great. You obviously have driven a lot of cool cars, and you talk like that's not a good thing. I think it's great. It's a great career, and I'm excited to have you. But one thing I do want to talk about is Circuit of the Americas. You know, we're here in Austin. We always like to ask drivers about Circuit of the Americas and their time here. And I know you've probably spent time here on a couple different cars, right?
Yes, that's correct. Yep.
What did you do?
Yeah, I've
Grand Am
really
and
like driven
and,
there.
Yeah. Well, what do you think about COTA?
I love COTA. I mean, it's what's not to love? It's an awesome circuit. It's technical. I've driven it in the wet and the dry, scorching hot, cold, everything in between. So, you know, it's a really technical circuit. It's got a lot of great fast sections and some really tight technical stuff. So, you know, from a driver's standpoint, that's what we always like. We like to, you know, have the opportunity to put it through its paces at high speed and focus on aero balance and you know, in the low speed, get the mechanical side right. And you know, COTA has the best of all worlds there. So, no, I mean, I'm really excited. I'll be able to put the NSX GT3 through its paces there in September with the Pirelli World Challenge. So really excited to get back there in this car. I think it's going to really suit the car well, you know, through the S's early in the lap there, and then the tight technical stuff, you know, later in the lap. So, yeah, I mean, by then we'll have had more time on the car as well, and we'll have gone through the better part of the season. So, you know, I think, you know, we're going to be right in the thick of things there, and I think it's going to be well suited for us.
I think, you know, part of that was really cool last year, and I relate kind of your setting as with the Ford GT guys. It was a new car. Every time they went out, they learned something. They were continuously tweaking and playing with it. One of the things I asked them is, do you have anybody else that's sharing data with you that's relative? And they said, you know, honestly, not really. Is there anybody that you can say is relative to what you guys are doing that are sharing you through the Honda family, for instance?
I mean, it's such a new product that you know, we'll maybe with some luck we'll get some testing in there to get some data that we can work off of. But you know, no, I mean, we'll be banking on a lot of information that we compile from all the events leading up to that one. You know, I think we'll work through a number of different setup iterations by then, and we'll know what works fairly well, and my code is nice and smooth, so that's always nice. And you know, perhaps lets us run a little bit more stiff and in setup, but you know, you never really know. I mean, we're just compiling data and learning, and you know, there's nothing that I can think of that would be sort of a direct sort of comparison, you know, leading up to it. So, yeah, just a lot of development, learning, and taking what we get from previous events.
You know, I want to ask you, Mark, because whenever we think of the car getting set up, you think of engineers and making adjustments, but I want to talk about the driver's role in all that. Obviously, with all your sports car experience and this setting up a brand new car, talk about the way you help the team and how you interact with engineers and other parts of the team to get the car set up right.
Yeah, well, I mean, we've got a number of drivers within the program and, you know, with a lot of sports car race experience. And, you know, so I must say it's really great to go out and you know, run the car and feel it out and then provide that feedback to engineers and run it past the other drivers and get their input. You know, it's been really exciting so far to work with such talented people, you know, that we can go write our notes at the end of a session, provide those to our engineer, he goes through it, and we do a big debrief with everyone involved, and everyone puts in their, you know, their feedback, and we get that, you know, let the engineers sort of take what we're telling them about how the car is behaving on track, be it on the bumps, be it compliance-wise, you know, do we have a understeer, oversteer balance, you know, where in the corner phase is that, you know, how the brakes impacting the balance. You know, talking about developing, you know, brake and, you know, packages, different pad compounds, that sort of thing. So, you know, we're throwing a lot of data out there from the driver's seat, and then the engineers have to sort of interpret that information and then turn it into, you know, a meaningful change on the car that we can go out and feel. And, you know, but when you work with really top-level people, you know, that, you know, we're all sort of on the same page and we all tend to want something quite similar out of the car. And, you know, so that process becomes fun. I mean, it's frustrating. We did 2 days of testing, you know, and there's just so many things we can go through and try. And, you know, when you kind of chase down a road and it doesn't work sometimes, you know, you sometimes have to hit the reset button and start over again and go back to the base and just constantly develop. But it's a fun process, you know, and with the right people in place, you know, we can learn a great deal in a relatively short period of time and then apply our best foot forward and you know, and then have the best race car possible.
Well, I got to ask, so you wrapped up Daytona, you're headed for Sebring. How much can you change on this new car aerodynamically? Because those are opposite ends of the spectrum as far as aerodynamics as, and what you need on those courses.
Yeah, I mean, there's not a lot. With the GT3 spec, we're pretty set on you know, what we can, what componentry we can run on the car. So, I mean, we can make some, we can change the angle of the rear wing. You know, we can do small, there's little things like that that are within our control. I mean, damper settings and how, you know, spring rates and that sort of thing. You know, we can you know, tweak and develop, you know, our best package for our car, but you know, in essence, we can't change anything sort of on the car that's been approved for the class, and we have to run that, and it's pretty set. And I think that's what makes the class so competitive, and you know, lets us race so closely with the other manufacturers. And it's a fun model. I mean, obviously, we always want to tweak and improve and change, but I think that's the work that, you know, Honda or Acura and HPD and all of those guys have done to develop a wonderful platform for us to go race. So all of their hard work has given us a great race car that we can go out and compete against, you know, the likes of the other manufacturers.
Well, that's cool. It's fun to think about the process. You know, you started going down the path of taking notes and having to write down stuff. I thought you started to scare me. You were going to burst my bubble of all the fun you were having. But obviously, you guys get to drive the car and get plenty of fun.
Wait a minute.
I
was going to say, he gets to drive the car, the NSX.
Yes.
Hey, yeah. I got to ask you.
Every time I get in the car, when I look, I always smile and you hear the enthusiasm of my voice. But it's such a neat program to be a part of, and a car with so much history, and then, you know, obviously with it being brand new for 2017 on you know, it's just such an exciting opportunity to go out and showcase it in front of you know, all the great fans and you know, all the sports car racers out there. I mean, you just really appreciate what they've done. So no, it's great fun.
And you know, that the street Acura being one of the few cars right now, you know, you can, if you can't afford a 918, a Porsche 918 at $1 million, a hybrid, you know, a top-notch hybrid like a LaFerrari or whatever, the NSX is a, you know, at least somewhat attainable and has the same kind of characteristics. So.
Who do you know that's going to give you one, John? Who's going to let you buy one, John?
I may not get one, but maybe Mark might.
Yeah, Mark, do you have the team street car that you get to drive around with?
You know, they actually they had the road car at the Daytona test at the Roar, and it was pretty funny because they brought around the waiver and they said, hey, you know, we've got the car, we'd love for all the drivers to take it out, just take it out on the road and see what you think and give us your impressions and just have some fun. And so, of course, all of us were chomping at the bit to sign that waiver and get out there. And you know, it was busy. We had a lot of work to do with the race car and you know, on track running and that. So it took me about a day and a half before I went and asked for the keys, and they looked at me and they said, oh, I hate to tell you, but they came and they picked up the car this morning, so you're not going to get a run this time. And anyway, so I'm still dreaming about that opportunity to drive it. But
John, who was it that said fantastic. That they pointed at the Grom?
Oh, yeah. I think it was Jeff Siegel.
They got a better chance getting a Grom.
Said, go ahead and take the little pit bike on the Honda Grom. And think,
yeah. Oh, I think we're going to get to drive it. They said, oh, don't worry. We'll figure out another opportunity for you to put it through its paces. So, you know, maybe that's in Ohio. You know, we'll see. But we'll wait till we get a little further through the winter season here.
Well, that'll be fun, and that is definitely a dream car for sure. Well, Mark Wilkins, thank you for coming on Speed City. We look forward to seeing you here in Austin, and we will look you up when you get here and drag you out to get some of the famous Austin barbecue or Mexican food.
I can't wait to get down there, guys, and I really appreciate the opportunity to be on the show tonight.
All right, well, thanks, Mark. We'll talk to you soon.
Travel safe, buddy.
Thank you very much. Take care.
All right, well, we're going to go ahead and take a break. And we come back, we're going to talk a little Formula One with the new cars hitting the Twitter sphere and everywhere else. And we'll also talk a little World Superbike. Listen to Speed City live from Austin. Back after these messages. I ever get out of here.
That's where I'm gonna do.
Welcome to Name Your License Plate. I'm Biff Biffington. All right, Mary Lou, for the cash, the trip, and a new car, name your license plate.
Easy. My plate is ADD24. ACL, ATM, ABC, ACDC, AAA. I can't remember my plate.
You should have gotten a personal Texas plate from MyPlates.com. They're so memorable.
And I could have saved 40% with a 5-year commitment.
Be a winner and order your personalized license plate from MyPlates.com.
Precision Camera and Video is the largest camera store in Texas with over 10,000 square feet and packed with all the latest manufacturer offerings. Founded in 1976 and still owned and operated by its founders Jerry and Rosemary Sullivan, Precision Camera is committed to the finest customer experience. With hand-picked products and on-hand experts, you won't find a more helpful, knowledgeable, and accommodating sales staff for quality service. Come see for yourself, Precision Camera and Video, 2438 West Anderson Lane. The racetrack. It's where legends are born, where only the finest machines earn their reputation for innovation and dominance. Such are the nameplates you'll find at Aston Martin of Austin, Lotus of Austin, Bentley Austin, and Rolls-Royce Motorcars. Austin, exotic, iconic automobiles whose racing heritage turns everyday driving into an inspiring journey, because you're never just along for the ride. Highway 183 north of McNeil Road.
Want to drive your car at speed on Circuit of the Americas? Edge Addicts is your source for more COTA events and more COTA track time. Whether you're looking to host your own event or just be a part of the action, Edge Addicts can get you in the driver's seat and racing like a pro. All levels of drivers and all types of cars are welcome, with instructors available for first-time and novice drivers. Life is short and adventure is around every corner, so plan your high-adrenaline experience with Edge Addicts at edgeaddicts.com. Edge Addicts, it's better when you're driving.
You have made the right choice. Talk 1370.
Hey, this is Kurt Busch. You're listening to Speed City Radio.
Awesome. Daytona 500.
Kurt. Congrats.
Winner. Hey, you know what? Speaking of Kurt Busch, I found back in our archives a little interview that we did with Kurt Busch in, I believe it was April of 2013, when he did drive on Circuit of the Americas.
Brought his cup, one of his cup cars.
Yep.
And did some cat and mousing with James Courtney, Australian V8 supercar guy. And it was fun. You know, the funny thing is, unfortunately I wasn't there, but the funny thing is the recording I heard of them talking about what it was like to drive each other's car, and James Courtney calling the NASCAR a bear.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what? I was there, and I got to hang out with Kurt a little bit, and I got to go around the short track. You know, that was back when
COTA, right.
Like you were saying earlier with Mosing, is that they cut in there. It turned like, what was it, like 7 or something?
There are two of them back there, and so they're actually, you know, that's one design we haven't really talked about. They're capable of dividing the track into actually two different tracks, and they'll have a split around turn 4 and another around turn 7 that cuts through to the straightaway. Both of those do.
Yeah.
And so you could actually run a course that just consisted of the very back, the highest end of the S ribbon with the turn and a part of that long back straight, and then cut back across into those turns. And then you'd cover most of the beginning of those S's, cuts across, catches the tail end of the straightaway, goes through the stadium and back across the front. So
yeah. Well,
really
that
cool.
That weekend, I got to go around the track in a V8 supercar. I didn't get to go around in the cup car, in the NASCAR cup car, but the way those guys were talking is that it was the V8 supercar was a lot more of a precision.
Nimble.
But that the NASCAR was a 950 horsepower awesome beast. So, you know, just pick your fun, however you want to have it.
How can 950 horsepower not be a beast or fun?
When it weighs 25,000 pounds? I don't know.
Okay.
All right, well, let's play this clip from Kurt Busch back from 2013 about when he just got through driving around Circuit of the Americas.
The Austin track is somewhat comparable to Sonoma on how there's a lot of tight, flat, technical corners that you would call point and shoot, where you just get the car pointed, shoot to the next corner, and then shoot to the next corner. But gorgeous place, the layout, it's very forgiving.
You know, that's obviously a NASCAR driver's perspective. I mean,
sure. But well, the Sonoma track is only about 2.5 miles, where we are, you know, 3.4 miles here. So it's a sizable difference when you start adding in the rest of the course and everything like that. There's a big workout. And, you know, the NASCAR guys are not used to having such a long lap like that. And that's why they would use that shorter loop.
Yeah.
Either one of the two shorter loops would work.
Well, it's going to be fun to watch that story. I'm not betting the house on that one, but we'll see what happens. But hey, let's talk about some of these Formula One cars that came out this week. Obviously, we had every day was Christmas because you had new cars hitting social media and websites and stuff. And, you know, some of the more interesting ones, obviously, we're going to talk about Haas F1. But during the week, you know, I was really excited to see that McLaren orange. What did you think of that car?
I like that. Good traditional color, you know, for McLaren. You know, it's been a long time since they had a lot of orange around it. Really looks good. It's still black and orange. You know, somebody said Halloween-like. Okay. So
I like it. I like it a lot, actually.
I do like
it. Because of the tradition, I think that's what I liked about it.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I think it's going to be a very good combination with color, easy recognition, things like that. Anxious to just see what they do this year. We got to see McLaren step up some, to be quite honest. I feel like they are better than what we've been seeing more recently. But, you know, Fernando Alonso is a better driver than we've been able to see recently. I want to see him hitting the podium.
Yeah, well, I want to see what Zach Brown brings to these guys. I think that's a really interesting story to see with McLaren. So, but I want to jump to the Haas car. I mean, I know there's a zillion cars, and I was not overly excited about some of the others, but
right.
The Haas car. You know, the first thing that jumped to my mind was when I saw that, I don't know what you call the gray that's in it.
Yeah, yeah.
But that color, I first saw that color, it looked very, very close to that, actually on a Porsche, on a 911, may have been a turbo.
Right.
But I was like, I love that color. And I thought, I wonder if I could repaint my car that color. And that's what the Haas, I love this color combination on the Haas F1 car.
I do. I definitely like the color combination. You know, we're starting to see other brands show up or other names on the Haas car. Wind shear, the giant wind tunnel, the name of it's on the winglet now.
And no, that's
so
cool.
You'll start to see that. I think we'll slowly see other names in there. Haas will always be the dominant name on the car. Certainly there's some of the required names. You know, Pirelli has a small exposure on the nose as well.
But you know what? Overall, talking about all the cars, the lower, wider, I love
I really
like it a lot.
And, you know, the one thing I'd like to see, I would say, to add just more of that nostalgic, I'd like to see that air intake above the driver be a little bit taller.
Yeah, I could see that.
Stick it up there like the old Black Shadow. That was a great car to see. Very ominous and menacing.
Yep. All right. Well, we just got a little bit left in the show, and I definitely wanted to talk a little World Superbikes because they launched this weekend and got started. And unfortunately, our American did not do so well.
Yeah. You know, Nicky Hayden just was not having a good race. He's, you know, this is his first race on that new blade. We're really expecting something. This is the bike he was promised last year when he signed to come in. But, you know, got to say, Johnny Ray, can't say it like Jonathan Green, but Johnny Ray pulled a double this weekend, got both wins. Great way to start off the year. It's going to be an excellent year for him already. He's looking strong. The rest of the pack was all mixed up, but Superbike's going to be good. I'm itching for MotoGP.
I know, MotoGP. And we didn't even talk about Jonathan because he was traveling. He is literally in the air. He's going to be back in Austin and going to be back with us in studio next weekend. So he'll give us all caught up to speed on the two-wheeled stuff.
Hey, and also, if you have nothing to do next Saturday, even if you do, cancel. Let's meet over at the Texas Tornado Boot Camp. It's Mad Dog Racing next Saturday afternoon and evening. I'll be there.
All right. Well, we're going to let you guys go. Check us out on SpeedCityBroadcast.com, our Facebook and Twitter, and SoundCloud, too. We put a lot of stuff on SoundCloud. We're going to put some of the things from tonight up there. And we will talk to you next week.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant. Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.